Good morning. We are talking with Crawford County Sheriff Dale McCulloch. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you in here.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
It took a lot. It took me going and having an tour of the jail so that I could be fully prepared for this interview with you. I feel like I really am actually using my journalism background. You know, like I went and did my research. Now I'm ready for the interview. Like, normally I just tell people to sit down and I'll turn on the microphone, but I am prepared for this one.
Good. Hopefully I am.
For those that aren't aware, Crawford County is looking at building a new jail.
Correct.
And people may have noticed if they've driven by the sheriff's office, police station, that all of the trees in that courtyard have been cut down. So I feel like that's when people were like, what's going on? Why are they cutting down the trees?
Right. Yes, that seems to upset people more than building a jail.
Well, you know, it's easy to see that trees have cut down. It's hard to read minutes from a county board meeting or, you know, city planning. So they see the trees and maybe they haven't heard that there is, you know, a jail expansion.
Whole new jail. Yes.
So you are calling it a rebuild, I guess.
Nope, it's new construction.
New construction. In order to be prepared for this, I went and took a tour of the current jail because I think a lot of people probably listening would go, well, why do we need a new jail? I don't spend a lot of time in jails. I've never spent any time in jails besides the tours that I've been on. But I think the entire time I was on the tour of the Crawford County Jail, I kept going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. This isn't safe for inmates. This isn't safe for staff, employees, anybody. And I know you said this off air. Crawford County has one of the oldest jails in the state of Wisconsin.
I believe it's the center part of our jail is the oldest jail, oldest county jail in Wisconsin.
So maybe it's time for an upgrade.
Yeah. It was like built in 18-something.
Yes. And of course, it has been, you know, there's remodeled. The original, you know, part of the building from 1800s, but it has been remodeled. I think we were talking off air 1996.
Yes.
But that's still almost.
Almost 30.
30 years.
Yeah.
A lot has changed in the population, in policing, you know, law enforcement. In those 30 years, and the jail is simply not adequate.
No, not at all. Not adequate for the current jail population. Like we had talked earlier, I'm in my 33rd year with the Sheriff's Department right now. When I started, we arrested people mainly alcohol issues. Now it's all meth, all heroin, all those types of drugs. Totally different type of inmate that you have to deal with. And the jail's just not set up for it.
Yeah, the jail was set up for somebody to, you know, as you said, sleep off, you know, an intoxication. Maybe they're in there for, you know, a theft, robbery, child support, you know, very, I don't want to say petty crimes. You know, there's still crimes, but you weren't dealing with the withdrawals from, you know, hard drugs like methamphetamine or cocaine or even fentanyl.
Right. Yeah, we don't even have a medical like an area set up just for medical. That area is also our booking room. It's very multi-purpose, so it just doesn't
I
work.
I saw that. I yeah, saw that. I saw the nurse go from working in the kitchen to the booking room, then back to the kitchen, and then back to the booking room. And, you know, I don't know a lot about all of the HIPAA laws. I don't know a lot about, you know, nursing in a secure facility. But kudos to that nurse. Because she was working very hard to keep everything straight, and it seemed like her job was just complicated by the situation and the setup of the jail.
Right, and I have to say kudos to my entire staff, because
yes.
To work in that situation all those years that they have and deal with it, the state inspector who basically, since I've been sheriff, which I'm in my 14th year as sheriff, every year, and I know it was 10, 15 years prior to that, always said, you guys got to do something. You're going to have to do something. And he always said, I can't believe how well your staff does in this situation. So, yeah.
I will give props to the jailers that were working that day. I think it was Nate and Alex.
Yeah.
You know, they could have been very, very negative about it. But essentially it was, here's what's, you know, there are things like locks on doors that yes. don't work.
Yes.
Which, not because you can't fix them, because they're so old, you can't fix them.
Right. We have one whole cell block that we can't utilize right now because the locks are broke. We're trying to get them machined somewhere, but that's been like 8 or 9 months now, and we still yes. haven't been able to use
yes. that so cell. It's not for lack of trying on your part. It's not for lack of trying to make do with what you have.
Right.
And like I said, kudos to Nate and Alex. They were very much like, well, we've kind of had to make do with this because this doesn't work. And, you know, that's fine and dandy, and that's being useful, and that's being resourceful. But when it's something as important as a jail, maybe it's time to go, okay, we've made do with what we had for long enough for the safety of our employees, you know, for those incarcerated, we need to have a new jail.
Right. Yeah. This is nothing that I myself want to undertake. I know none of the county board wants to undertake it. It's just the time that if we're going to do it, which we obviously have to, this is a time to do it. Nothing's getting cheaper. Everything is going up. And, you know,
your problems aren't going away either.
Problems are getting worse.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, I'll go in there and they'll show me big, large chunks of cement that fell out of one of the cells, you know.
Yes. And, you know, the one thing that they brought up is the flooding that will happen. Because, as you said, the middle of the jail is, it was built in the 1800s.
Yes.
The plumbing, as hard as you can try to fix plumbing from an 1800 year, you know, 250-year-old building, there's only so many patches that you can do.
Right.
And so, you know, they were showing us places where it's flooded or the pipes have burst and you can't get back in there to fix the pipes and whatnot, and how you can, simple things like plumbing.
Yes.
You know, you've put the patches on as many times as you can.
Yes. And we're like any other jail. You have inmates who will try to flush their sheets down. In a New Bonner jail, you just go right behind that cell, open it up, you pull a sheet out, you're good. In ours, it's a flood, and it's everywhere.
And then it's flooding dispatch.
It's flooding downstairs, yeah.
You know, and now it becomes a problem for dispatch. It becomes a problem in the kitchen. Like, there's all these things that you guys deal with on a daily basis that I will, again, I don't want to make it seem like you're doing this out of vanity or you just want new things. You're doing this out of a complete necessity that your staff has been dealing with these issues. You know, we talk about the stairs in the building. If you haven't been in the jail before, there's stairs that go up to the jail. There's a blind corner and a very, very narrow staircase.
And steep.
Yes. We all know how dangerous stairs can be, but imagine stairs with inmates at the top.
Exactly.
And at the bottom, and, you know, transporting those inmates.
That's the only way up there.
And it's also the only way down.
Yeah.
So stuff like that. Even, you know, your kitchen facility. I think one of the interesting ones was getting in and out of the refrigerator.
Right.
It's not just as simple as opening the door because, you know, the space is so cramped.
There's a wall there. Yeah.
So it's all of this stuff that, you know, your staff has dealt with. The prisoners have to deal with, and, you know, you can say what you want to say about prisoners, and they are still humans. They still have human rights. And this should be something that for their safety and for your safety, you know, a modern jail would benefit everybody.
Yeah. And like we talked about earlier, one lawsuit would pay for a jail.
And that's a lawsuit you don't want to deal with.
That's a lawsuit nobody wants to deal
with.
No.
And you certainly don't want something to happen to any of your staff.
No, I don't want anything to happen to staff or inmates. No.
Exactly. So again, you know, as we talked about, and I maybe mentioned this, the last update to your jail was in 1996.
Yeah, they built on the new Huber section and then the building, the administration building where the sheriff's department, police department's at.
Yes. So the proposed new building will be where they cut down the trees, correct?
Yes. And I would like to point out to people who are listening that we tried hard to put it somewhere else, still on our property, like where the parking lot is.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to fit something in there, closing down the street, maybe have to buy one or two houses. It wouldn't work, but it worked there. None of us wanted to have to cut all those trees down.
No.
Nobody. We were cutting five or six a year down anyway. They're so old, they were dying.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wanted to do that. But that's just where it had to go. Otherwise, we'd have to move completely off-site. Now you're going to double the price. We'd have to move everybody out there because it wouldn't make sense to have a jail a mile away from the rest of your department.
Right,
and
yes.
Then you got to transport to court. It's just, that's where it made the most sense, to save the most money.
To be the most financially responsible.
Yes, to be the most financially responsible, yeah.
Which, and, you know, I don't want people to go out and think after having this conversation that you're, you know, creating a Hilton-type jail for these inmates. Basically, what you're doing is getting basic upgrades in a new facility to kind of keep you in line with the other jails in rural Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you're not asking for the world.
No. No, not even close. No. But, you know, we're going to have special management cells, which we don't have right now, and that's basically for the mentally ill, the people who are suicidal. I won't get into what types of inmates we have it sometimes, but we can't effectively deal with them, but there's no place else to put them, so we have to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
Hospital isn't going to take them. You know, it takes forever to get somebody put into Mendota. So we have to keep these individuals there and try to keep them safe. And I don't even want to explain to you some of the things that those people do in that little cell. And
so this is really for their safety, for the, you know, safety of people and your staff as well.
Yes.
And like
yes.
You said, it's simply getting, you know, an upgrade where if somebody tries to flush the toilet, you can
stop
fix
it.
That plumbing right away.
Yep.
You know, all of your jail doors will lock.
Hopefully.
You know, it's sad when we're talking about wanting upgrades like locking jail doors.
Right.
You know, this is not something that you guys have done in vain or something that you're like, well, we just want it now. It's really something that is needed in this community and to kind of get you on par with the rest of even Southwest Wisconsin. You know, I know we talked about off air. Vernon County has upgraded their jail. Grant County just built a new
Iowa
one.
Iowa County just built a new
one.
Yep,
across the river. Alma Key County has built a new one.
Clayton.
Clayton County has built a new one. You know, you guys aren't asking for a lot.
No.
Just, you know, building a new building to help with the safety of the staff and the prisoners. And, you know, not something you probably wanted to undertake as sheriff. I know you said you've been in a lot of meetings, too.
Yeah. No, I wanted nothing to do with it. But, you know, it's the time for Crawford County if we're gonna do it.
And yeah.
I won't get into the whole debt part of it. That somebody else can get into that. But now is the time to do it.
Before something bad happens.
Before something bad happens. And, you know, we are retiring a considerable amount of debt in Crawford County. So your taxes aren't going to increase, you know, a tremendous amount. I've heard numbers around $100 per 100,000.
Okay.
And again, you know, I'm just throwing them out there. I'm not the financier of this, but.
You're just the guy who's asking for new locks.
I would like new locks, yes. And an ability to put an individual in a cell that they need to be in.
And almost give a peace of mind to your staff to know that, hey, you know, we're putting XYZ inmate in this, you know, cell that's specifically set up for somebody who's dealing with a mental health issue. We know that they're going to be safe.
Right.
We know that they're in this room and it's helping them.
Yeah. I mean, as safe as they can be.
You yes.
know, things can still happen in a new modern jail.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. But a little bit more peace of mind for your staff. Then going, you know, I don't know what to do if something goes wrong or, you know, this staff, or this cell isn't set up for this inmate. We got to hope it works.
Right. Most of them won't know what to do when they walk in the new jail. I mean, the staff, because they've been in this their whole career. They're going to be like, wow.
Exactly. It'll kind of be like when we moved off the island into this nice new building here.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do. It was great, you know. We didn't have water falling down through the roof anymore. We didn't know what to do.
Right, right.
I can sympathize with that.
Yeah.
Well, I know this is a big project, and you are more than welcome to come back and talk more about as the project goes on, as the building starts, the planning continues. We'll welcome you back in. We're talking with Crawford County Sheriff Dale McCulloch as the plans are underway for a new Crawford County jail.
Hopefully start digging this fall, hopefully.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, no, but yeah.
That just means lots more meetings for you.
I love
and like
meetings.
I said, I'll just keep bringing you back to the radio station. You'll become a pro at this.
Oh, boy. That sounds good. You know I like to be on the radio.
I know you love
and
it.
The, yeah.
I know. You know, like I said, I think I've interviewed you 3 times now.
That's too many. This one here I've got no problem with because this has to be done. I mean,
yes.
We have to do this. So.
So thank you for coming in. And like I said, we can talk more at a later date as you start the digging process and plans are underway for the new Crawford County Jail here in Prairie du Chien.
All right. Thank you.